AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration says it will stand firm in the case of a Maryland man wrongly deported to El Salvador. Saka Magani has the latest.
The Supreme Court has said the administration must facilitate Kilmar Abrego Garcia's release.
He is not coming back to our country.
Attorney General Pam Bondi notes El Salvador's president said this week he will not send back Abrego Garcia.
That's the end of the story. If he wanted to send him back, we would give him a plane ride back.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen got on a plane this morning to El Salvador, saying on social media he hopes to visit Abrego Garcia and make the case for returning him.
This is about due process. This is about rule of law.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, the White House had the mother of a victim from an unrelated case describe how her daughter had been raped and killed by a different man in the country illegally. Patty Morin telling reporters it happened on a trail in Maryland.
Hammer her head against those rocks. They say 20, at least 20 times.
A federal judge has found probable cause exists to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his order to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. Retail sales jumped 1.4% in March as shoppers stocked up on big-ticket items ahead of tariffs. Stocks fell as the costs of U.S. trade restrictions compounded. And Lisa Dwyer has the latest about Doge.
The Vera Institute says they were told by Doge staff that Doge intended to assign teams to all nonprofits that receive funds appropriated by Congress. The president of the criminal justice nonprofit says Doge withdrew that request when Vera told them that the Department of Justice had terminated grants to Vera. Nonprofit advocates say Doge's request threatens the basic freedoms of civil society, threatening nonprofits the Trump administration does not agree with. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Israel's defense minister says its troops will remain in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria indefinitely. Meantime, raids in the occupied West Bank have displaced some 40,000 Palestinians.
Some West Bank Palestinians found shelter in schools, wedding halls and other venues. But the holy month of Ramadan is over and pressures rising to use the venues again. Many people have been asked to leave. One Palestinian family on the move again. The 52-year-old matriarch tells the AP, "We don't know where we'll go." And then she buried her face in her hands. The grandmother's one of more than 1,500 displaced people in and around the northern city of Tulkarm. And it's not clear how many more displaced people in places like Jenin face the same pressure. Issam Sadouk, a volunteer at Tulkarm Sports Club, says if they leave this place and we can't secure somewhere else for them to live, what will happen to them? We cannot accept that our children would have to live in the street. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.